Two new rounds of fresh federal funding for communities in the Northwest were announced yesterday in Prince Rupert with the addition of a new trail project. Minister of International Development Hari S. Sajjan announced that two investments will be made into the Pacific Economic Development Agency, which Sajjan is also a part of. Minister Sajjan gave a bit of history on Pacifican and what it works to do in the province.
Pacifican was created for all of you. It's a dedicated federal partnership, and we are your federal economic development agency dedicated for growing BC economy. And while we have a new name, Pacifican is not entirely new. We were known as part of the Western Economic Diversification before. WED didn't sound that great, so we wanted something cooler, strictly for BC, so we are now called Pacifican.
Communities in the Northwest continue to develop while still dealing with the changes that have happened in recent years due to COVID. Minister Sajjan explains that with this funding, the government hopes to help British Columbians get back to normal.
So despite the challenges of the last few years, now British Columbians are eager to get back to work, be more inclusive, and create a more robust economy. And as we continue to get back to normal, our government will be there for Canadians by investing in economic recovery and by investing in community infrastructure.
One stream of funding comes from the Canada Community Revitalization Fund. The minister explains some more of the details of this funding.
So that's why today I'm announcing that Pacifican is supporting the update of 8 different community amenities across northern British Columbia with over $2.6 million in funding. This includes the $500,000 to the Kane Island Trail Enhancement and Recreational Society. And with this funding, the society will be able to design and construct the Cloudberry Trail, which I got to see today.
The minister gave an example of one of the projects, which was announced by the following presenter, Sean Carlson, president of the Kane Island Trail Enhancement and Recreation Society. Carlson described what they hope to achieve in the community with the construction of this new trail.
So with this funding through the Canada Community Revitalization Fund and through Pacifican, Kane Trails can build the first segment of the Cloudberry Trail. And once fully constructed, this multi-use pathway will provide a 5-kilometer connection between the Civic Center and the Tall Trees Trailhead, allowing residents and visitors the opportunity to experience Prince Rupert's beautiful mountain rainforest. It will also provide those with limited mobility and individuals without access to a vehicle the opportunity to reach existing walking and hiking trails like Butsy Rapids and Tall Trees without needing to be on a busy highway.
The second stream comes from the Tourism Relief Fund to help tourism businesses expand their services and facilities. Minister Sajjan explained the three projects which are receiving the funding.
So we can also boost our province by helping tourism operators attract visitors to our beautiful communities across the province. That's why our government has also created a Tourism Relief Fund, a $500 million initiative to help the tourism sector and boost growth. So today I'm announcing the funding of almost $300,000 for three projects. Now this funding will help companies like the Moresby Explorers to build new staff housing, enable Spirit Bear Adventures to upgrade their lodge in the Great Bear Rainforest, and allow Bear Enterprises to renovate their Burning Glacier Chalet as well.
Between the two funding streams, 11 projects have been financed, all located in the Northwest. You can read the full list of projects on canada-info.ca.